Good evening. Welcome to the Eclectic Visionary Show with your hosts, Judy and Judy Ann. I'm Judy Colantuono, and this is my co-host, Judy Ann Cannizzaro. Say hi.
Hi. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's Solar Eclipse Hour.
Our show touches on a wide range of topics related to spirituality and wellness, such as astrology, metaphysics, energy, manifesting, healing, angels, natural health, and aromatherapy. We specifically planned our first show on the night of the solar eclipse because solar eclipses are all about new beginnings. It's the perfect time to manifest the life you were born to live. If you have any questions regarding tonight's topic, please feel free to call us at 888-429-5471 or visit the website to call a direct line. Now I'm going to turn it over to Judy Ann, and she's going to talk some about the solar eclipse.
Good evening. Tonight's solar eclipse, which just happened at around 5:56 Eastern Daylight Time, which is at 0 degrees, which is the first degree of Scorpio. And a solar eclipse is a new moon, but it's a highly charged new moon. And it means the sun and the moon are both at the exact same degree and minute of a sign. So this one is 0 degrees of Scorpio. And eclipses are opportunities for major transformation. This is a time when the energies of these lunations are more amplified and focused. Solar eclipses always occur on the new moon, and lunars occur on the full. And a solar eclipse means that you cannot move forward until the past has been dealt with. This one tonight is a partial solar eclipse, new moon. And it's signaling a time of completion and initiation. It is rebirth because it's in the sign of Scorpio. And Scorpio is very keen about seeing the truth. And if we can be truthful with ourselves about really seeing and releasing our karmic loops, we have great opportunity to complete some aspect of our lives and begin a brand new phase. Relationships with others and the self have great potential for expansion and for breakthrough. These are opportunities that can be major transformations in your life. And it's a good time to start writing down what you need to manifest. Remember, it's what you need as opposed to what we want. We may want things that are not that good for us. So a lot of times you have to let go of the want. Don't be that specific and just put it out to spirit as what do we need at this time in our lives. So if we want a relationship, we have to be specific, but not specific that you're naming a person. We don't need a name. You can put a description if that's important to you. But I would be more keen on the qualities of a relationship. Number one, and I will get to it later where I give you an idea for different lists. We'll do that together. But be very specific because what you ask for, sometimes you end up getting, and it may be the worst thing that ever happened to you. So I say really meditate on what you want in your life, what you really need.
So right now, Judy Ann, if I understand correctly, the energy is extra strong. It's unbelievably strong. This is a time. This is if you are ever going to start manifesting, this is the time to do it. And we're going to talk more specifically about the letting go aspect, because before we start manifesting to bring new into, we have to let go of whatever old things we're holding on to. Do you agree with me on that?
Yes, but usually at the lunar eclipse is when you write down everything that you need to let go of. So that you look at it this way. The lunar eclipse was when the moon and the sun are in opposite signs. And it's the brightest moon. And as the moon starts to lose its light and goes down to the darkest point, which is with the solar eclipse, and then it starts to rebuild in light. So as the moon is building in light, so are your dreams and wishes manifesting. But you have, this is the most important thing, the prime time to write any list is in the first 24 hours of the eclipse. Now, for us, it was at 5:58 where we live. So wherever it took place, where you live, you have 24 hours.
So now is the time to be getting your list down, starting to get that clarity on what you're wanting to work on, what you're wanting to bring in. Because you, and I think you spoke about it earlier, about how you can manifest almost anything you want to manifest, but you have to be careful about how you look at it, because it's not about what so much what you want. It really is more about what you need to be bringing in.
So basically, if that married boyfriend that you've been pining away for, you don't sit and write in your list that he gets a divorce, because that's karmically bad.
Yes.
And sometimes
absolutely,
you can make something happen, and it'll be the worst thing that ever happened for you. So you don't want to go there. You want to kind of leave it open. I say to spirit, you could say to the universe, your guides, your angels, whatever you need to say. You want to kind of go with the flow. You want to let go and let God. That's what you want to do, because that's the best way to manifest anything. I would get a notepad, a sheet of paper, because the first list that I ever did was I used a legal pad, and I had four sheets. Because once you start mentioning a topic or something that you want to manifest, and you start thinking of all the different things that surround this that make it positive. For instance, if you want a new job and you want more money, you put that down. But you also want a place where they treat you with respect, where there's a chance for advancement, where they're team players. If you leave that out and you just put new job that pays a lot of money, you can get that job. And you could be in a place where you don't even want to go to work. You want to run, which in any case is something that's negative. You want to put the positive. And if it takes you 10 pages, then you do it. So we'll help you with that during the course of this show tonight. We'll talk about manifesting and what you need to do, what you should do. But I want to let you know about something, and I always use analogies when I speak to clients. But if you look at it, this, can imagine buying a new house and you want to plant a beautiful garden. You want a showpiece garden. And you go out and you look in the yard and it's filled with weeds and stones and all sorts of debris. Can you plant seeds? Of course you can. Will things grow? Probably. But how will they look? But if you go and you get rid of the weeds, you clear up the debris, and you prepare that soil for these seeds, and you pick and choose the right seeds to plant, how beautiful will your garden be? It'll give you peace and serenity. And that's what you want. That's how you plan your list.
Well, and that brings up a good point, because there's many examples. Remember, the energy, we're manifesting all the time. But most of the time we're manifesting on that subconscious level, not really consciously. And we're wanting, the ideal is to get to where you start manifesting on that much more often on that conscious level. So you're talking about like manifesting a job and you end up hating that job, right? It's drudgery and you just can't even hardly get yourself to go to it. But you created it. You brought it in. You manifested it. That happens a lot of times. Look at lottery winners, for example. Oh. The vast, vast, vast majority of lottery winners, they can win several million dollars, and I think the statistic is like 80 or 90% of them within a certain number of years have lost all of it.
And they call it the curse.
And they call it the curse. And
the
that's exactly. So we have to be very careful about how we do this. I personally, when I'm going forth manifesting, I rely a lot on my angels, my spirit guides, or spirit, whatever you want to call that, and I ask them for guidance, and they're very good about giving it to me. They will definitely put roadblocks in my plate, in my way, when they don't want me to be heading down a certain direction, or they'll open doors and put people in my path and places and situations in my path to help me guide me down the right road. So it's an amazing thing. This the whole energy the whole energy concept and the energy thing, it's just, it really is fascinating. It's amazing. And it's so powerful. So what do you suggest, Judy Ann, when you're starting out your list? Do you think you should just focus on, like, one thing in particular right now? Because you were talking like you had, like, a four-page list. Was that just on one?
Well, it was on one topic thing, one topic. That was okay. My focus. And I had a few different things. But I think important things for people. And I think this depends on your age. So if you're 19 or 20, your list is going to be very different from someone who's 40 or 50.
Absolutely.
Because I think at that point, you're going to be looking more towards, hopefully, your security and also your health and wellness. And then you have children, and then you're writing that this child will be okay and this child may be. So it gets, I mean, there are two lunars, sometimes three lunars, but there are always two solar eclipses in the year. And you have the first two around close to the spring, and then you have the last two anywhere from the fall to the winter. And they usually are the completion of the ones before.
So let me clarify that. So you have two solar eclipses during the year?
During the course of the year. You have
course of the year.
You always have a lunar and a solar around 2 weeks apart.
Okay, a lunar and a solar around 2 weeks
apart. And
then
a few months later, then you have the culmination of those two.
Okay.
And here's a point to remember. If you see all that's in the news right now, usually around the times of the eclipses, so remember, we've just had a lunar, and now we just had a solar.
Yep.
So look at the headlines.
Yep.
There'll always be disasters. I always tell my clients, be careful driving. Be careful. Don't engage. Don't let somebody bring you into their anger.
Absolutely.
Because mm-hmm. I always say that a lunar eclipse is like exaggerated PMS times
mm-hmm.
a million.
Yep.
So emotions are high. People are high strung. It's almost like they're looking for an excuse.
Well, they need to be able to somehow
explode
and vent off that excess energy that's just coursing through them. And if you talk to any policeman or fireman or hospital or whatever, they'll always tell you, oh, God, it's a full moon.
well, that's where lunatic came from.
Yes, exactly.
Luna is the moon.
Lunar, exactly.
So, and think of it as our bodies are made pretty mm-hmm. much of water.
Yep.
So if the moon controls the tides, think about what it's doing to people. And it's more pronounced when you have someone whose sun or moon is in the sign of Cancer. They're going to feel it more than anyone else. But basically, if you have a chart, and I don't have, obviously, everyone's chart in front of me, but I look at what house. I do this for all my kids, and I look at what house it's falling. I want to make sure they're going to be okay. I want to
see
what the theme is.
So when you talk about houses,
yes,
that's the 12 houses that, and each house
zodiac.
Of the zodiac, and each house
rules
has certain qualities to it.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and I'm not going to go into all of that tonight, but you have
we
to
will
look
have
at
a show
yes.
where we talk more about
talk
the basics
about
of astrology,
basic astrology
later on.
But right
Definitely.
Now, we're really focusing on the eclipse because we're right in the throes of the eclipse.
Yeah.
And our purpose for starting the show tonight as opposed to another night was new beginning. What a perfect night. But also, too, it's 0 degrees of Scorpio. So anyone who has, for instance, my sun sign is 27 degrees of Libra. I'm within 3 degrees of this eclipse. So did it affect me? Oh, yes, it did.
So so we get into the degrees, and each sign has 0 to 29 degrees. And so it's more powerful for you because you're
it's closer to it.
It's close to you.
Just enough that it's 3 degrees away, so it's lessens the effect. It lessens the effect. But if this eclipse was at 27 degrees of Libra, I would have had to really watch more. And it depends on what house is falling in. If it's happening in your first house, which is your physical body, then that's what's going to affect. But it could be happening in a money house, which is good, so it's a new beginning. So you really want to have a good astrologer and take advantage of even knowing your own chart to see where it's happening. And each one has a theme. The Libra eclipses, Libra's about relationships, so the eclipses will be about relationships. But eclipses bring new souls on this earth, and there are also some people who leave this earth, mm-hmm. too. So you'll hear about people passing away. And it's just a natural order of things. It looks like everything is the way it should be. Everything is as it should be. Well, it's sad, but it is.
It is what it is, right?
It is. So you're going home, really.
Exactly.
Your soul is going home.
Exactly. Because true death, I mean, it's not really a death. Right. We're just transitioning over to our true energy forms.
The soul's going home.
Yeah, exactly. Our physical form is no longer needed.
We're all energy anyway.
That's right.
We're not really.
We're all energy.
Just changing form.
That's right.
But I want to make a note. Lunar is the feminine, because the moon is the feminine energy.
Feminine.
Solar is like the energies of the father. It's the masculine energy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about protection, external expression. Well, the moon is everything that you hold inside of you.
I've heard it referred to as the moon is like the yin energy and the sun is more like the yang, which is the male, and that's the masculine,
it's
feminine.
Balance.
Well,
it balances the two energies. So especially tonight, because the sun and the moon are in the same sign, so you're going to have that feeling. But it's the solar is more the masculine energy.
Got it.
That's
okay.
What it is. It's,
well, and then you said it was in Scorpio, and Scorpio's rebirth. Is there anything else? Scorpio,
well, rebirth
in general, like
it's rebirth. Well,
in all areas, you
Scorpio is the house of Scorpio, which is a natural eighth house. That's death, which in spirituality it's really birth. It's rebirth.
Yep, absolutely.
And so it is about that regeneration and taxes and real estate. But and it can. I mean, you know, if someone is losing their home and there's this eclipse in like an eighth house, it will be around that. But remember something, eclipses, unlike the new moon and the full moon, you can feel the effects up to 3 months prior to the eclipse. Mm-hmm. You can feel the energies, and it lasts. It starts to taper off, but it's still there.
I've been feeling it like crazy for quite a while now. I didn't know what it was, but the energy for me has been really building and really crazy over the last few months.
You're doing a lot of new things.
Yes, I am.
So we're both doing mm-hmm. new things, and the radio show is new for us. Well, I've been a guest on many shows. I've not had my own show. So this is a new beginning in a different direction. It's kind of still tied into what I do because I am an intuitive medium, an astrologer, so this is what I do anyway. But now it's a different format. So it is a new beginning. So like we can have a new beginning, you can also have a new beginning.
So what are you, this particular time, what specific things are you maybe going to be working on manifesting career-wise or?
Well, I'm an aromatherapist and I've been doing aromatherapy for 20 years. And I started a company a couple of years ago where I was making essential oil sprays for body, mind, and soul. It's all natural because everything I do has that, has to do with natural living and safe living for me, which I think is a necessity as opposed to a choice. I think it's a necessity these days. So I just added soaps, all natural soaps, to the line, and I'm doing scrubs and bath salts and facial scrubs. But I still do my mediumship work, and I still teach classes, and I still have my private clients. So I'm trying to incorporate everything in addition to the radio show. But I'm, as opposed to when I first started doing readings, which is a long time ago, I'm not into predictions as much as maybe people want. I'm more into empowering people to make the choices so that they don't need me at every step. I want to teach someone how to do what they need to do, to listen to their own inner guide, as opposed to call me for everything. It's okay to call me. It's okay to call me, you know, once a year, after 6 months, you have a specific question. But I want to give you the tools to empower you. I want to empower you. I want you to go within yourself and see what you need and to stop making choices that are harmful for you. Because basically, it's like what they say with clothes. If you go in your closet and you see something you haven't worn in the past 3 months or 6 months, I'll say even a year, you're not going to use that. It's going to just sit there. So if you have things within you that have held you back, if you know that you obsess over things or you're constantly worried about everything and outcomes and you have a poverty consciousness and you worry about money and not having enough, then that's the message you're sending to the universe.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm broke. I'm always going to be broke. The universe said, Okay, well, this person is broke. Okay, that's your life. That's your path. So you look at that and you say, well, why did this happen? With relationships, why am I always meeting someone that is a commitment phobic, for instance? Ever stop and look and think that maybe I'm the commitment phobic? I'm the one that's afraid, so I'm constantly choosing the same energy. So when you recognize that in yourself, then you have the chance to let go. Because I feel, and Judy may disagree with me, but I feel that you can't let go of something that you don't recognize that you have. Like the alcoholic who walks around saying, I don't have a problem. Well, he's not going to let go of that because he doesn't recognize that there's a problem.
I agree with you to a certain extent, but at the same time, I will ask my guides or my angels to help me let go of things that I may not necessarily be aware of on a conscious level. So I totally agree with you. I totally agree.
If you're evolved. You're more evolved.
Am I more evolved? I don't know. Am I more evolved spiritually?
You are than a person that may be just starting out.
Right, that's true. I'm not just starting out in this. Very
true. People are attracted to what I do. And it's like, oh, I would love to be you. And I say, no, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
You really wouldn't. You don't want to know things. You don't.
It's
you
a burden. It's a burden when you have...
It's a gift and a curse.
Yeah, you have the mediumship gift, and I have more of the intuition gift, a little bit different, like psychically, but not so much on the mediumship.
Well, medium...
You're connecting with the dead.
They're two different things.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You don't have to be a medium if you're a psychic.
Exactly.
Or intuitive. Psychic.
Exactly.
So I was born this way, so I don't know any other way. Mm-hmm. I was born knowing different things and scared to death of all of them. And then I trained. So I know who I am and what I am and what my purpose is. Do I always stay on that path? No.
Well, I've come to it from
science,
from the side of science, quantum physics, and all of this. This energy is real. It's been proven. There's, you know, people that say, especially having been, my background is as a microbiologist, and having that, it's funny because people will say, oh, this stuff is so loony, and it's so out there, and it's so not true. You can't see it or touch it or feel it or taste it or whatever with your senses, but the reality is it exists, and we know this in quantum physics. We know it exists. And you intuitively, people know it exists. That feeling when you walk in a room, a crowded room, and you're looking at someone, and all of a sudden out of that whole room, that one person turns around and looks right at you. Okay, that's proof right there. You made an energetic connection with that person. Their energy sensed it and pulled them to turn around. They weren't consciously thinking, oh, I'm going to turn around and look at this person. It was just a sensation. It was just an energetic pull. And we can create those connections. We can make them stronger. We can actually make them weaker. We can actually cut them. So you can actually cut the energetic connection that you have, say, to someone that you don't want to be connected to anymore, or even a habit or an addiction. You can cut that energetic connection to it, but that, you know, that takes work. You know about that. It takes work. That's something that's not necessarily overnight. It definitely takes work, and that's something in our show we'll be working and talking about all of that. Specifically tonight, the manifesting is our focus tonight. So the techniques, is there some rules for manifesting? I mean, I know my rules for manifesting in general. Do you have some rules for doing I always say speak in the, never speak in the negative, always speak in the positive. So never say, I don't want to, et cetera, et cetera.
Or I am always.
Or always, yeah. You just.
I'm always going to be broke. I'm always going
exactly.
to have a way to shore. I'm always going to be this. Yeah, because you've just made
right.
a statement.
So you never speak in the negative. You always speak in the positive. I personally really, words, every word has an energetic signature or a vibration. And certain words vibrate much higher than other words. So, for example, I don't know this for sure, but my intuition tells me that love and God's love vibrates at probably close to the highest vibration for the spoken language that we could get. But I could be wrong on that. I don't know. That's just my intuition. So I tend to, when I want to do a manifestation, I tend to talk in terms of I love then whatever I want my life to look like. So I love that my career is successful and fulfilling and provides me with lots of enjoyment. Things like that, rather than I love being rich, or I wouldn't do that. That doesn't resonate with me.
It's not going to resonate.
And it won't resonate with most people, or spirit. Exactly. You'll be back to the whole lottery thing again, where you win a bunch of money. How many people do you know that go out and they have manifested millions and millions and millions of dollars through their businesses and whatever? Their personal lives are a mess. They're unhappy. They're suicidal. I mean, there's literally countless number of people who've liked that because it's they created very much an energetic imbalance. And we want, me in particular, with what I do, my goal is to help you along your journey, is to help you navigate along your journey, because our souls, we all have a soul purpose. We all have a journey that we were put on this earth to learn, and it could be something, it's not big and dramatic for everybody. It could be something as simple as being the best parent you could possibly be, or being a wonderful spouse, or being the best, you know, mailman, or the best whatever. It doesn't have to be, everybody seems to think that they have to manifest something that's big and huge, and that's not what it's about. That's not what it's about. It's about learning your lessons that we came into this time around. We came in here to learn lessons, and it's about being open to learning those lessons. What do you...
Well, I look at it this way, and I agree with that. If you're going to be, for instance, if you're going to sweep the streets, be the best that you
absolutely
can be.
Absolutely, sure.
And be content. Be in a state of gratitude. Always be in a state of gratitude. And even when you are trying to manifest something, and make sure, again, the intent is clear and you are specific. None of the foolish things that a lot of the people who are with the secret. The manifesting the Rolex, that is like so ridiculous. But because it didn't create what they needed inside. That is so imbalanced. And when you try to manifest that way, you are in the head. You're in the ego.
Absolutely.
The one place that is the most unsafe place. Unsafe place. It's stay in the heart, stay in the soul, because that's where you're protected.
That's
nothing
right.
can harm you that way. So I don't get involved in people talk about conspiracy theories and this and that. I just stay focused on spirit. But for me, it's easy because I was born this way, so I came in with this. And remember this, you are a spiritual being in an earth body.
That's
and
right.
Sometimes
having a physical experience.
You're having a physical experience, and sometimes that's not easy. For me especially, I want to retreat more into the spiritual, and I want to stay out of the cruel world. So for me, I don't watch the news. I don't read the newspaper. I hear it anyway, but I stay away from that because I absorb too much of that, and that would take me out of my trust of spirit, and I trust spirit to put me in the right place. Do I fall off? Yeah, of course.
Well, that's the beauty of this. Life isn't, this is what I tell people, and I've told clients, that life isn't about being perfect. Working with energy and working with manifesting, it's not about you're never going to make mistakes and you're never going to have problems and, you know, you're supposed to. This is how we learn our lessons. But if we could open ourselves to learning those lessons. And so I always say this every night when I lay down, I always say, you know, I say, thank you, God. Thank you, spirit guides. Thank you, angels. Thank you for putting the lessons in front of me. Thank you for helping me to be open and to learn and go through those lessons the way I need to do that. And the quicker, the more open you are to learning the lessons that you're supposed to learn, generally, the quicker you'll move through them and you'll move on to the next thing. If you resist, the universe doesn't really care for resistance. If you resist, they'll just keep putting the lessons back in front of you.
Persists.
Exactly. What you resist persists. And It's not easy, but life isn't necessarily supposed to always be easy. We learn the most from our failures rather than our successes, right?
We do, but you know something?
But it needs to be joy. We have joy around it and gratitude.
This is what I see with clients, and I see sometimes myself also in general. A lot of people look for the most difficult solution to things. It's almost like it's not the right solution if it isn't difficult, if there isn't a hardship involved. And what it is when you let go of that anxiety and that stress over something, when you let go of it and you just give it off, I just say, okay, Spirit, take this away. Hand it back to me in a better form because I can't deal with it
right now. That's a really good idea.
I always do that. And I've done it in some difficult situations. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. So sometimes the solution is right under your nose,
that's right,
but you don't recognize it. It's almost like when a client calls and I say, well, did I answer your question? No. And I say, well, what was your question? Let me see if I can answer it. And then they give me the question. I say, well, I already answered that. Well, they didn't get the answer they wanted.
Right.
And a lot of times people want to hear something. They already have in mind what they want. They want us to tell them that this person is not that great. The one that's not great for them is wonderful, or this job, or something they're doing. All they want to do is you to echo their own thoughts. And if you don't, then okay, their question wasn't answered, but their question is answered. And if you pray and you put your intention out there, mm-hmm, you will get an answer. And one thing back to manifesting again is visualization is the strongest way to manifest. So if you're a visual person, I'm a visual person, yep, Judy's a visual person, you want to see it. If you write it down, there's power in that writing. 75% of the strength comes from writing something down, mm-hmm, because now you're taking it from a thought form and you're putting it down on paper. So that's a very strong way. And get a picture of it. I will give you an example. I have a friend, and her boyfriend wanted some certain furniture for his living room. So she cut out this picture, and she taped it to his refrigerator. And all of a sudden, he calls and he said, I just bought this dog. She said, but you're not a dog person. She goes and she looks at that photo.
Oh,
not
no.
only did he get the couches, he ended up with an afghan. Yes, it's a true story.
Get a dog with
get
your furniture today.
Yeah.
Just today.
Dog to sit on your white couch. But, yes, this is true. I mean, I sometimes thought of something and there it was. And it's not because of my abilities. It's just a thought form.
Right. And that thought form is matter. Thought is matter. And when you think it, I mean, I want you to think about this. It just a simple test of this, because you have a thought. Just think of any emotion, or like think. So let's say think of the saddest commercial you can think of, and before you know it, you feel like tears welling up. You feel like you want to start crying. That's because that thought, that was just from a thought, right? That thought that you had in your head created a cascade of physical just a thought in your head created a cascade of physical reactions in the body that then took you to that place of sadness. Another good example, even better example, would be, and don't do this because then you'll be thinking about it all night, but an embarrassing, something. Think of like the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you in your life. Well, literally, within seconds of thinking of the event, you're not reliving the event. It's not happening to you. You're just thinking about it, right? And before you know it, your adrenaline's pumping and your stomach is clenched and you're just completely, like you might even be blushing. That's literally just from the thought of the event creating a physical cascade in the body. And that is because the brain, they know this, science knows this, the brain cannot tell the difference between
good and bad.
And also between what's happening right now
what's
a thought, what's a memory. It can't tell the difference.
Well, you know, one principle in aromatherapy, when you inhale a scent, before you even recognize the scent, the mind already elicits a certain memory connection to that scent.
Yeah.
So you may end up saying, I hate this smell. because something happened at some point. Like my sister once said she hated a certain perfume. A certain perfume. And basically it was a memory of something in her childhood.
Isn't that amazing? Well, they say their sense of smell is our...
Olfactory. Yes. That's the thing. So it's we're all with all these memories. There's a book that I have recommend to all my clients, and the author is Florence Scovel, S-C-O-V-E-L, Shin, S-H-I-N-N. She wrote 4 books. You can buy the compilation and read them all. They're quick reads. And that's why when The Secret came out, I really didn't run out and buy it, because I always said The Secret, it's no secret. We've already known this.
Yep, it's just universal knowledge.
But she used to teach people how to manifest. She'd have an office, but the kicker was this took place in the 20s.
Yep.
So it's amazing what she read. She was so before her time. She was a metaphysician. And what the mind believes, you will achieve.
That's right.
And go out into this world thinking you own something. And you will, but go out with one shred of doubt, you will never see it. That's why tonight, at this powerful, intense Scorpio energy, get your list and let's do a topic. So we'll talk about relationships.
Okay.
We'll go back to relationships. I'm a Libra, so somehow
well, you're all about relationships.
I'm all about relationships. I'm all about relationships. And so, okay, say you're not in a relationship right now. And you want to manifest your relationship. Like I said, if you want to put an eye color or a hair color, go ahead. Don't put a name. You have to go nonspecific in that way. No name. And you want someone that will treat you the way you need to be treated, with respect and honor, someone who is faithful, all of those things. And I know someone listening that's maybe 17 or 18, they don't care about those things. So you put what you need, but let's go with someone a little older. We'll try an example like that. If you need someone that's financially secure, because that's what you are, then you put that down. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not a negative. And if you have a dog, for instance, or a cat, you want someone that's not allergic to cats or dogs and loves animals, because if that's who you are, that's what you want. Those qualities you want. You don't have to have a mirror image of yourself. You don't need that.
Oh, no, we shouldn't have a mirror image of ourselves.
Never, because we find out just how hard we are all
exactly.
to live with.
Exactly. I'm a pain in the ass to live with.
That's right. God.
I don't want that.
No. But then you can put, if you like to travel, put someone that likes to travel. Someone who likes to dine out, put that. But go for the most important things first. You want someone that you can trust more than anything.
Character and
character
honesty.
And honor. My biggest
yep.
word is honor. Honor is very important
yep.
to me. And if you're romantic or you want someone that's warm and caring and in touch with their emotions, put that. But if you're like the type of person who needs their space and needs to be alone, a little
raising hand over
yes,
here.
Then you need to be in me too. I mean, I need to retreat into my office or even
our
in
caves.
My room.
We
go in our caves. There's not only man caves. There are caves. And you put that down too. But if you need someone that is very verbal with their feelings, put that too. Because if you're in a relationship and you're emotional and you constantly need someone to tell you how they feel, and you manifest someone that's just, they feel, they may even have deeper feelings than you do, but they're not a communicator. They can't express it. So you want to be, that's what I say, be specific. And once you start writing the list, you'll do like I did. You'll have all these different pages of things because there are so many things. But like I said, a name, because if it's someone, again, we'll go back to the clothing. If you haven't worn in 3, 6, a year, and if this person, you've been waiting for them to either, say, for instance, leave their marriage or break up with someone.
Or change something about themselves
or let go of their addictions or commit when they don't know how to commit. Or turn, let's put it this way, more of a physical relationship into the total relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If it hasn't happened, don't waste your time.
Happen.
And don't waste your list.
Yeah.
Don't waste your list. It's time to move on.
It's funny you said that because when I lived in California, 25 years ago, my boyfriend at the time, did not know it, found out he actually had a drug problem. And I was at a like a Narcanon or an Al-Anon meeting,
yeah.
Narcotics Anonymous meeting, and I'll never forget it. You know, you go around the room. I'm like 25 or something. You go around the room and everybody shares. And it was actually, I think back on it, it was funny, but at the time it was just kind of mortifying because I was sharing about what was going on with my boyfriend, and he was so motivated to get clean, and he was doing all the right stuff to get clean. And this one lady just looks at me in there and basically says, just dump him, honey. You're going to have to dump him. Just get rid of him now. Just cut it quick. Be done. Like pulling off a Band-Aid. Because it's never going to work. He cannot get clean while he's still with you. It's just never going to work. Yeah. And, of course, my ego kicked in. And, well, no, I'm different. This is different. We're different. Woo! No, we weren't different.
I'm showing him real love.
I'll love him through this.
He's never had anyone like
me. Can I say this? He was still, to this day, he's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful human being.
You can be wonderful and have a problem.
We broke up and stayed very good friends. He's a wonderful person. Still one of the deepest, sweetest men I've ever known. Very wonderful person and incredibly talented musician. But we broke up, stayed friends. He did get clean. He went on. He stayed clean. His life went that direction.
It was his time. And his
choice. But we could not have done that together.
No.
It took the wisdom of years, you know, age, to get to where you can kind of come to that conclusion. Plus, there's a whole bunch of karma stuff in there, too. We were just done with our karma. I'm convinced now that I know when I look back on relationships, it was very karmic. We had to go through that, learn some life lessons.
What I tell to clients is basically, it's very simple, simple terms. When you've made your last bank payment on your car or your house, you don't continue to write checks. You go, thank you, God, it's over.
That's right.
I'm done. Whether you get a new car or whatever. So when the karmic debt has been paid, it's time. Elvis needs to leave the building.
That's right.
And get out of there. Get out of Dodge. You need to do that. But again, it's recognize. That's why I always say recognizing the problem. You may be the type of person that stays in a relationship too long. You know, a lot of times when you put something to spirit, you can say, take this away or do this. But when it comes to, you want to be aware of yourself. Because if you're not aware of this, and it's removed, you're not going to know that it's really gone because you didn't recognize that you had it to begin with. So that's where we differ.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I agree with you. I guess I was speaking. Well, we agree on a lot of stuff. We agree on way, way more than we disagree on. That's for sure.
We have reverse charts, but it's the same.
Well, we have a definite connection. I guess for me it was more, maybe more some things that you're holding on to subconsciously that you're not even necessarily realizing. I ask them to help me with, to help me clear any, what's the word I'm looking for? Any
thought patterns
that are holding me back, any restrictions. So, I mean, I guess that's kind of different, but that's kind of more of what I was probably speaking to.
Yeah,
because we're not usually aware of what's going on. And if you think about the conscious versus the subconscious, just think about a big old iceberg, and the part you can see above the water would be what your conscious mind is, what's out in your conscious mind, and everything below the water, which is actually 7/8 of the glacier, the iceberg is typically below the water.
That would
be your subconscious. So remember this, we're manifesting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, every millisecond of every moment we are manifesting, okay? We just may be doing it, the majority of us are doing it on a very subconscious level. We're manifesting some on our conscious level. You know, we're paying our bills, we're going to work, we're doing whatever. But a lot of what we're manifesting is on that subconscious level.
That's okay? Where the work.
That's excavation
with
that's
that.
Right. That's where work comes in. And remember, all that subconscious, a lot of that we're carrying in from the past lives that we've had. We carry stuff through depending on if it's something that we still have to work on. Hopefully we'll learn it, work on it, and be able to get rid of it before we come through.
My theory is this. If you're alive, if you're a baby, even your first day of life, you have something. Maybe you cried and they didn't come and feed you
Absolutely.
Or change you. There's always something you're carrying. The beauty of it is what you carry, you can let go. So
Absolutely.
I figure you come in with this backpack, and it's a a backpack that expands, like Santa Claus's pouch. It just can get larger
and
larger.
It just keeps getting bigger and
larger.
Right.
Now, do you carry this pack to where you can barely stand up? So how are you moving forward? Some people sit and wallow in it. I'm never going to have this relationship. I never meet the right people, and I just grit my teeth. Because now you've put your imprint.
Well,
that's
you,
it. You're the never person.
You've put out an intention.
That's your
intention. That's your intention.
Exactly.
You're manifesting
that's your
it. That's it.
So somewhere inside of you, that's what you need. Because you're going on this, and you're accepting it, and you're living your life this way. So maybe you like that little pity party.
They always say that I don't know who always says that when you look at a situation or a person or something happening, always ask yourself, what are you getting out of it?
Yeah.
I think that's a Dr. Phil. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring Dr. Phil to this. Really didn't intend to do that, but I think it's a Dr. Phil. Just ask yourself, what are you getting out of this? And
gaining pity.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gaining a reason to be able to sit. I have an excuse now to sit on my couch and eat and watch TV and feel sorry for myself.
Yeah. Well,
okay?
I don't
choose that personally, but that is a really easy place for us to go to, right?
Yeah.
It's an easy place for us to go to.
I say to people, you're having that pity party. Have you bought the chips, the dip, and music? Have you chosen music? Because that's where you're at. You're enjoying it at some level.
You're getting something out of it somewhere.
You know, if you went out to dinner and you went to this restaurant and you got sick or the waiter was awful to you or something, you're really not going to want to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to say, you know, maybe I'll give it another chance. But with things that we hold inside of us that are negative, we know they're harming us. Stress kills.
Absolutely.
Stress kills.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how you slice it, no matter what you do, it kills. And in metaphysics, they say that you're either going to manifest people in your life that are going to give you a healing, you're going to give them, or they're going to hurt you, or you're going to hurt them. But I studied with the Sufis a while, and their belief system is this, that a lot of times something or someone will show up in your life that is what I call like a shadow part of yourself.
Oh, yes.
Something that you would look at and say, how could they be like, and they're this, this.
Absolutely.
But that's you. That's a part of you. When you say, oh, my God, that's me, it's gone.
That's right.
It's gone.
That's right.
So if you talk about
it,
it's gone. It's not, because the universe is going to keep giving you the same lesson over and over, and the universe will say, did you learn your lesson? Oh, of course I did. Of course I did. And that's really only because we don't want to deal with it anymore. So they'll send you something else, say another person, a different disguise, and lo and behold, a couple of months later, you're in the exact same relationship.
Well, and it's funny you said that, because that is why every night when I lay down, when my head hits the pillow, excuse me, I basically say, you know, thank you, God, thank you, spirits, thank you, or spirit guides, thank you, angels, for helping me learn the lessons that you put in front of me today so that I can learn those and move on. Because I want to move on with my life. I don't want to be stuck doing the same thing over and over. I had enough of my life where I was stuck doing the same things over and over.
You're supposed to move forward.
And finally learn.
But
just by the act energetically of being open to that, it makes that process, it doesn't, I'm not saying it negates it, I'm not saying all of a sudden all your problems are going to be gone, but it makes the process go much smoother and go much easier. It definitely, it's just a shift in perspective. When you can look at something and just shift a little bit how you look at it, it can totally transform your relationship with it. But you know what, I think are we coming, we might be coming close to the end. Do you want to say some more stuff about the solar eclipse?
I want to talk more about the eclipse. And basically, I gave you the gist of how to write your list, and you still have time. And so I'll go to a topic like with a job. And I think I touched briefly on that in the beginning. So if you want to manifest a new job, doesn't mean because you wrote your list and you put a new job, you quit the job you have. That's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Especially in these times.
Oh,
you...
Yeah.
You start sending your resumes. The retrograde is ending on Saturday, so you can start to gather the information you need, send them out, and when you have something you want, and don't go into into this with a feeling of desperation. I have to get out of this place. Because all you're going to do is manifest. You're going to accept
something. You're just going to manifest some other crappy
manifest
job.
The same other thing.
Yeah, that's
because,
right.
So you want to look carefully. You don't want to take a job just because it's offered to you. I've been there. I've done that. We all have. So you want to write everything. So if you want a job.
Real quick, let me stop you for just a second, because
yes.
You mentioned the retrograde.
Yes.
So just real quick, Mercury retrograde,
Mercury
communication.
Retrograde.
Yeah.
Communication, things are kind of backwards. And
yeah.
The only thing that's good in a retrograde is it's not a new beginning time, even though it's a new beginning with the eclipse, so they overlap. But anything with an RE in front of it, reassess, reaffirm, redo, repeat, because you will repeat. I wouldn't move. I wouldn't sign a lease. I wouldn't do
that's
that.
That's what I wanted to clarify. You just have to be really careful in the retrograde that
don't start anything new.
It's a good time to study and learn and do like the legwork part of it.
Legwork.
But be careful about making decisions and moving forth on that.
Now.
Anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just want to clear.
No, you write what you need, what you want in a job, and if you want a job that there'll be a lot of advancement and the raises come, do that, but always put that you want, and I think I told you this, that you want to be in a state of harmony, because
yes.
The money, as much as we all need and we all want it, we don't want to use it for our health, emotional health or physical health. You want to be in an environment that's harmonious.
Absolutely.
You want people that are team players. Mm-hmm. You don't want to have to keep you back to the wall all the time. You want people that are supportive and not threatened by what you do.
You want to hopefully feed your soul.
You want to feed your soul.
You want to feed your soul.
And your heart and your soul.
That's right.
And I always say beyond the heart lies the soul. So when you go deep,
yep.
You go deep into the soul.
That's right.
And just feeling of visualizing that and staying in that place, if you could do for 24 hours that exercise that we taught at the class, where you can stay present, stay in that place of the soul. We don't allow anything to touch you. If somebody looks at you crooked, someone talks to you a certain way, you just stay in that place of the soul. You just stay in that for 24 hours. In other words, it's like live without the head for 24 hours.
It's the Course in Miracles tenet, which is everybody's doing the best they can. When you can get in that place that everybody's doing, nobody's out to get you.
Nobody's
out to get you. They're just thinking their own stuff and happen
they're
whatever.
They're stuck in their own mess.
That's right. We're all stuck in our own stuff.
And for the people that do set out, and there are people that, you know, it's like, I'm going to get you. I'll get you back and all this
just
stuff.
Steer
clear of those people. With the eclipses, now we're finishing these eclipses for now. We're not going to have them again until next year. And we're out of retrograde. So let's look at things as moving forward. Let's go hand in hand, and let's look at the energies that are around us and the sadness of the events we see in the news, the horrific things that have been happening, and just kind of stay in a place of trust with spirit, in a place of gratitude, and knowing, just know that where you are is where you're supposed to be right now.
Can you
improve that? Yes, most definitely. Because when you're in that place of the soul, you know you're protected.
That's right.
You are protected.
And everything is okay. When you can trust God and turn to God, all is well.
All is well.
All is well. All is well.
All
is well.
It
all is as it should be, and everything is okay. And if the more you can...
taken care of.
That's right. And the universe is perfect, and
universe is a universe.
Yes, very much so.
It's going to give you what you need for your highest and your best. Just know that right now, to let go of the fears, still take care of yourself, but let go of your fears and know that right now there's a divine plan being created and orchestrated just for you.
That's right.
So you don't have to obsess. You don't have to worry. You just have to just say, okay, spirit, still do your work. Just don't go sit on that couch. and watch the house.
It's all about being open. It's all about being open.
Be open. Be open.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I think we're coming, probably getting close to an end. I hope that we've given you guys some food for thought, some things to work on. I hope we've given you guys out there some things to work on, some things to think about, and to go forth and manifest, because it's a beautiful time. This is a really perfect time to If you've never manifested before, start doing it. And I always tell people, the only way to work with energy is to work with energy. So you just literally do it. You don't talk about it. You don't, well, you can talk about it, but I mean, you don't write about it and all that kind of stuff so much. You have to get out there and do it. You have to physically do it. Okay, so I think we might be done. So good night from...
Bi-monthly.
Every 2 weeks.